Hi, I'm Massimo Federico, professor of medical oncology at the University of Modena and Reggio Emilia in Italy, and past president of Fondazione Italiana Linfome. I would like to comment some of the long-term results of the study we conducted in Italy on behalf of Fondazione Italiana Linfome, comparing three different chemotherapy regimen for advanced Hodgkin lymphoma. We completed the study and published the early term results 5 years ago, showing that BCOP escalated was superior to ABVD and CEC in terms of progression-free survival, but no benefit in terms of overall survival were documented so far. Now, with more than 5 additional years of follow-up, with an average follow-up approaching 10 years, we updated the results of the study and we found that the difference in favor of BCOP escalated in terms of progression-free survival disappeared, mostly depending on the high incidence rate of late side effects in the BCOP arm. In fact, although in terms of disease control, BCOP continued to be superior to ABVD, in terms of long-term survival, the high rate of second malignancies reduced the benefit of initial treatment, so at a median follow-up of 10 years, no difference at all in terms of overall survival have been observed. So the conclusion we can offer to the discussion are that in the short run, BCOP escalated continue to be superior to ABVD, but in terms of long-term survival, no benefit, no superiority emerged. So we have to continue to work and find new approaches for treating those patients that fail to respond if they start with ABVD, or to avoid the long-term toxicity associated with BCOP. We hope that a response-oriented treatment using a PET, interim PET, could be of help for selecting those patients that are to be intensified or those who can de-escalate after an excellent initial response. And we hope also to have new compounds, for example, brentuximab vedotin, that I hope that will include in first-line therapy programs and then improving the complete remission rate and long-term survival of patients with Hodgkin lymphoma. Thank you for your attention.